How's it going, Sha?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah? Yeah.
Everything's everything, you know, as Miss Lauryn Hill said.
Okay.
Everything is everything.
That song, like, I Hold It Dear, because it was like I enjoyed the song from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. A, B, it was one of the few songs on that album that, like, initially when I was mad at the album, still made me happy, because I love the album overall and I can appreciate it now. When it came out, I was very mad because the first song was Lost Ones, the first single, and she had just spent two group albums bodying everybody as a rapper. Mm-hmm. So I wanted a rap album from Lauryn Hill. I didn't realize she was a singer primarily and thus would sing on the album.
Oh.
Everything Is Everything was like the blend. It was one of the songs that had dope song, but she still gave me a verse.
Mm-hmm. But she raps on Lost Ones.
Right, she does. Lost One is, and that was the problem. It was like one of the most street records, and it was the first song that was leaked from the album.
Oh, got you. And then so, when like, the album came out, you were like, why is she singing?
What the fuck is, yeah, it's like 13 tracks of singing. I thought she was going to be gutted, old joint. Like, oh shit, it's the bricks I had. You know, I was hyped. And,
right.
You know, so I admit I can look back. Like, it took, like, legit, like, 3 years for me to be like, yeah, this is a phenomenal album.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I was tight.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't have this.
See, but, okay, go ahead.
No, I loved it. But, like, the reason that song is dear to me is because it reminds me of the come up. Like, you don't know who's doing work in the background. Because she's winning, like, Grammys and shit for this album. And I ain't realized at the time, you know, I like to read credits. Mm-hmm. This dude, John Stevens, is playing the keys. Mm-hmm. And that dude blows up as an R&B singer himself. You know, so it's like dope that he could be like, nah, way back when, I was a piano player. People ain't fuck with me, but y'all ain't see it coming.
Yeah. And honestly, on that song, you can hear the John Legend in it.
Right?
you can hear the John Legend in it. Like, oh, there it is. I was excited that she sang because she was for a year or two on my favorite soap opera. And she sang on that soap opera, As the World Turns. She was on that. And so I knew that she could sing. I didn't see Sister Act 2. I've never seen a Sister Act. Just go ahead and demolish me in the comments. Go ahead and slide into my DMs with your thoughts. But I've never seen a Sister Act. I've got it. You guys talk about it enough. Don't need to see it. That's the beauty of it. But yeah, so when Sister Act 2 came out and she was in it, I saw like commercials and I was like, oh, that's old girl from As the World Turns or whatever. And
not the Fugees.
Yeah. And then the Fugees, and I was like, okay, As the World Turns out here rapping. But I knew she could sing. And then so when that album came out, I was excited to hear the singing part. I thought, oh my goodness. Lord, I thought she was one of the most striking looking people I'd ever seen. Just gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
Usually I'm just like, oh yeah, they're attractive. I get it. You know, I don't.
Mad angry about it.
Yeah, like, great. You know,
fine, another one of these people.
Yeah, y'all can't find no ugly people to be famous. We out here, we talented.
Ugly people sing too. Okay,
yeah, right. I can't get no cleft palates and but I just thought she was striking, and I just liked looking at pictures. I just was just like, man, her whole vibe is fantastic. And there aren't many people that I kind of am like, wow, I enjoy looking at them at that time. You know what I mean? At that time, I was just like, yeah, no, I see them. And then I just kind of kept moving, but yeah. I enjoyed looking at her. And Jill Scott, I still think is, good Lord, what a gorgeous woman. Just like a literal beacon of light.
Amen.
And then that's probably about it. I don't really look at anybody else. I don't know. Ryan Gosling? I don't know. That one's for me, I guess.
So much about this I love. I do appreciate that you appreciated Lauryn Hill in a very different way. Like, yeah. You know, like, you discovered Oh, there goes the old girl from the soap opera. I love the fact that you're in your 40s and you've thought exactly three people are attractive your whole life.
There are other cuties. There are plenty of cuties, but you know.
You are right, but only these three people have met my standard.
There are probably others. Just people. I'm sure there are, I guess there are other people I've enjoyed looking at, watching, doing their thing, but. Yeah, only those three. That's it. Lauren Hill, Jill Scott, Ryan Gosling. That's it.
And Ryan, you just barely got in, my G. I know. Like, yo, she had to think about that. She's like, yeah, you know what? I'm feeling nice today.
I'll toss one over to him.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, now I was like heartbroken over this release initially. I had a huge crush on her with the Fuji stuff. Mm-hmm. She was also one of the first people I thought that had like a real unique look.
Yes.
You know,
that's
like
really what I think I responded to.
Cause like I thought like there was definitely like a hip hop look at that time. And she was def the most not that. And still felt like East Coast, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
she was that yet not that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there was definitely a way that women were supposed to look in general. Mm-hmm. And then if you didn't do that route, then the only other option was to look like one of the boys.
Right.
And then
like, it was like Foxy Brown or Bahamadia. All
right? Yes, right.
That's it. That's all you had. You know what I mean?
A real Sophie's Choice. And I thought she rode that line. I thought Lauryn Hill rode that line beautifully.
Word up. Word up. Yeah, I vibe with that. But yeah, I connect with that song. I always was like, oh, this is dope. Cause I saw this dude go from playing piano and now he was a star, you know? So I think that's beautiful.
So
you know
that
what I mean?
Is what about the song was that you that he was on that John Legend was on the song and now he's in everything.
Yeah, that's why I vibe with it. Cause it's like a real like come up story to me. Mm. Like this dude was in the background playing his role, but like working on his craft. You know, so that dude's playing like when he got called to play that piano, you know, he told all his mans in them, like, yeah, I'm playing the keys on that new Laura joint. It's going to be crazy.
I bet he didn't. I bet he didn't. I bet he was just like, yeah, I got to work. I mean, I bet he's just like, yeah, sure. Like, I bet he probably didn't even know what he was playing on until he got there. And it was just like, all right, well, I guess just give me the sheet music and we'll see what we can do with it or whatever.
It reminded me of like when like one of our like comedy friends posts a clip of like when they on a TV show, but they like real far back in the background, like they like an extra. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, like only like we know this, but like you can add it to your IMDb, but like nobody's remembering this moment for you in your career. And it's cool. You know, cash that check. I do it too. But like you was like the second dead guy in that scene of NYPD, you know what I mean? Like, you know, nobody's caring about that in the grand scheme of your story, but it matters, you know, it does matter.
It gets you to where you eventually become the first dead guy.
There you go. You're making waves now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I remember I think I've seen Kanye twice, but they were both at this point early in his career. But there was one where it was like actually in a concert spot. And one was like outside in a park. And the concert spot, he came out, I think he had a DJ maybe playing music, but he had John Legend with him playing the piano. And so they'd start the song with the record and then Kanye would rap over it. And then John Legend would just sing the rest of whatever the song was, whatever the sample of the song. And we're like, this man just brings a dude on the piano with him? Okay. I mean, I guess.
He was different, man.
He was different.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the very beginning, you know? Shouts to them. Keep them moving.
Yeah,
keep making
whatever.
Dope
John
shit.
John Legend is in everything. Check. Anything you like, check the executive producers. Tell me John Legend ain't in it.
He out there.
He
working.
Got his fingers in a lot of pies. He may now be part owner of this. I don't
right
know.
There. You know what I mean? War Report brought to you by John Legend.
Well, we better check our emails when we're done.
Oh man, taking all of our anchor checks, all right?
Yeah, we gotta check these comments.
Oh man, let's get into the news.
No.
Canada unlocks emergency maple syrup reserves amid shortage. global supply shortages affected toy stores in the United States and coffee producers in Brazil. In Canada, the country's liquid gold maple syrup is running low, and therefore there is a shortage of it. The Quebec maple syrup producers, QMSP, the so-called OPEC of maple syrup, released nearly half of its emergency reserve. It is the equivalent of 22 million kilograms. Increased demand and a shorter harvest drove the shortage of maple, according to the QMSP. In Canada, it's the first time the reserve of maple syrup is in use in 3 years due to its shortage. That's why the reserve is made, to never miss maple syrup. And we won't miss maple syrup, says the QMSP.
they had to tap into their reserve 3 years ago?
Yeah, yo.
Okay, so then that ain't just COVID and whatnot. That's just people eating too much maple syrup. That's what that is. And I mean, I'm assuming, look, I eat a lot of waffles. Lot of waffles. Like a couple of days ago, I ate waffles in the middle of the day just to get them out of here. I can't just have them looming over me. So
you eat waffles as a threat, yo?
Always. They're all, every time I stand by the fridge, I just hear them in the freezer, like, you know, we in here, right?
So don't make me.
Yeah, I just ate them like I can't have you. Like the Telltale Heart by Poe. I just hear them under the floorboard.
Nevermore. Okay.
And I do use a lot of syrup. But it's okay. Not like Canadian. I mean, you know, it's like whatever. It's not a store. It's not like any old store brand. I mean, it's a well-known store brand, but it's not like, I'm not using like, you know, shitty pancake syrup. But
right.
I'm also not tapping into Canada's maple syrup, the good stuff. So I don't feel bad saying, y'all need to get that shit under control. Like, it ain't just, it can't just be, like, there's other stuff going on. What else is going on here?
Yeah, like, we ran out of pancake syrup in the house, and the kids eat it for breakfast. They have, like, mm-hmm. you know, two, like, you know, Eggo waffles or something.
Right.
And Gabby was telling me, yeah, there's, like, there's like a maple syrup shortage. I was like, honey, you didn't order syrup. Don't blame this on the maple syrup shortage. All right, we got the off-brand Target pancake syrup in this house. We ain't affecting that
whatsoever. Exactly.
All right? This $1 bottle is not the difference between that. Okay?
Yeah, this ain't why.
This ain't why it's going down.
I ain't putting a hurting on Canadian syrup.
None of this came in like a package shaped like a bear or a leaf or none of that, okay? It was nothing pure about this maple syrup.
There are no leaves on mine. Nope.
This is like this is really, really close to being soda, okay? That's what this is. This syrup is what they put in the machine that mixes with water to make soda at McDonald's. That's what this is, okay? It has nothing to do with pancakes. Okay,
so this piece says, it's tedious work that is extremely reliant on the weather.
Okay.
Only when the temperature is above freezing during the day and below freezing at night, one can tap maple trees. This year's supply was less by approximately a quarter due to a shorter and warmer season. Okay, so it's not getting cold enough for these trees at night.
Yo, global warming affecting your pancakes.
Okay, so I don't feel bad. I mean, I also should recycle, but I don't feel bad. I say it has nothing to do with me. It's the big businesses. Don't put it on me. I'm doing my part. That's Exxon's fault. That ain't me.
Get after them, all right?
Yeah.
They the problem, okay? It's not us.
It is not us.
Yo, apparently there's a sugar stealing issue, too. Thieves stole approximately 3,000 tons of maple syrup worth an estimated $18 million in 2012. Two-thirds of the syrup that had been stolen was eventually found. Yeah, I don't want no recouped maple syrup. That shit was out there in the streets. I don't know what was happening with that.
Look, I'm a sugar junkie. As long as you got it back to me, I ask no questions.
What?
I don't want it to be stepped on, but I'm a junkie. I'll take what I can get.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. We are there first. All right. You got that stepped on maple. Holla at Shaw, okay?
Which is probably what I'm already eating, stepped on me.
Oh, man. Yo, so hold on. I got a real question here. Okay. All right, because I've seen, if you are at the drive-thru, mm-hmm. you place an order, someone in front of you places an order, behind you places an order, you are next in line, you see the car in front of you, they hand them food, he hands it back, then you pull up and you find out that was your food.
Okay.
Do you take your food?
I mean, they didn't open the containers.
How do you know that? What if it was, like, if you got fries.
Are they in the car in front of me?
They're in the car in front of you. You can't look in the car. They right. handed the food to the person. The person right. opens the bag, sees it's not their food, but hands it back.
Yeah.
To the cashier. Then you uh-huh. pull up, and then they mm-hmm. hand you that bag.
Right.
Do you keep that bag?
Yeah.
Wow, for real?
I'll check to make sure it's my food. And then, yeah.
Nah, I need all that done over.
You need all that done over?
Definitely. At least the fries.
None of that is healthy. None of that is healthy.
I don't need whatever you was breathing. I don't know what happened. I don't know if you cleaned your hands.
Look.
When you check in to see that burger on the bottom, I know you touched at least 4 fries on the open container. You might have touched the nugget. You know what I mean? Fries I might even accept. I could throw away the top 4 fries. But like the nuggets are only 6 nuggets. You touch 2/3 of the nuggets.
Wait, you think they're going into the container to check the food like they're checking for broken eggs?
100%.
No, they're not. It's listed on what it is.
But like they look to verify the list.
If you look in and you see fries, okay, little pack of nuggets. Let me scoot that. Yep, that's my burger underneath. And you're like, no, that's not mine. I had such and such and such. And they go and they get that. And then, they didn't open the check for the, you know what I mean?
But they opened the container.
First off, how long are they there before they realize that?
Anything over 2 seconds doesn't matter to me.
Okay, like, well then, yeah, no,
Because it's like when you take a bottle.
This is a post-COVID concern for a pre-COVID problem. Is what we're looking at.
This is like when somebody takes like a bottle of water to the bathroom. Like I don't care if it's closed. It's been where it shouldn't have gone. Like sure. I don't know what's happening here. So
okay.
I'm not saying the majority of people that eat at the fast food place, I know they mm-hmm. clean. I'm one of them. I'm mm-hmm. just saying I can't account for the 100%. So the fact that it was open is gone. Plus, I think part of the fun is like the integrity of the first open of the white bag of fat, or the brown bag.
Well, here's the thing. Lately, they don't even close it up.
No?
They hand you an open bag and you look in. Yeah, there are some places where they close and staple. I mean, like maybe Chinese food or stuff like that. But when you're going through a drive-thru, right. they're just like, here you go. They just toss it to you.
But like.
And then you roll, yep. And then it's gone. Yeah, like I'm.
Right, but when they hand it.
I would say that half the time the bag isn't even rolled close.
Okay.
And the time when it is, I open, look, check. And if it's not mine, I roll it up and I would give it back. And if it was, this was yours. All right. Double check and I keep it moving.
Right there is done. Right. Like, cause when you hand me the bag, I know the only creases on the bag are the official creases made at the factory.
Sure.
But when
sure.
you grab the bag, I know you just grabbing with one arm and now you added like crumple. Uh-huh. That crumple takes away from my satisfaction because I know it's
saying you are asking for white tablecloth treatment from a fast food restaurant.
Just from the handoff.
I get what you're saying, but that is not enough of a concern for me.
Wow.
Just because have you seen what they're doing in there?
I'm okay with that. That's the process. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't want to see that, but I could see this. Like, if you drop a nugget, pick it up, put it back in, that's just flavor. I assume that's how it works.
But if you drop a nugget in my car? I don't think that anyone is opening. I think when people are looking in the bag, they are glancing to make a quick assessment as to whether or not it's the right food. And right. if something doesn't look right, then maybe they'll whatever. But like, I guess it depends on how long, because I just feel like it would take a little longer for someone to be like, oh, this isn't yours, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's never occurred to me.
Like, how long does someone that you don't fuck with have to breathe on a food plate before you decide I can't share that with you?
When like am if, I, why am I around someone I don't fuck with my food?
Because it's like a group outing. Like, if we all out and we ordered appetizers. And
oh,
like
see, here's the thing.
Like
I would not get food if there are people around me that I don't fuck with.
Okay, okay.
I wouldn't order food. I either have a snack in my purse or I'll just hold off. I'll get a drink. I'll drink my Sprite.
Yeah.
I'll hold off till I get home.
Because I won't eat anything near their side of the table.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't put myself. Yeah, I just don't. There are a lot. I bet there are people who think I have some sort of eating disorder because they never see me eat. They never see me eat. Anytime they're like, are you sure? And I'm just like, no, I'm good. I just don't 100% trust the environment.
Yeah.
So that I don't do it. But at like, yeah, I can't think of many times that what you're saying has happened. But I feel like I also, if it has, yeah, I'll just take the, I've seen that, oh no, this is yours. Here you go. And you're like, all right, whatever. And you keep it moving. Yeah, no, I don't worry about that too much. For some reason, it's the only thing that's really open are fries.
And nuggets.
Oh, I don't get nuggets. Are nuggets in an open container?
Always. Except for McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't fuck with nuggets.
Wow.
Yeah, I just get like a sandwich or something, and I haven't even really been eating fries or whatever. So I'm looking at the label on whatever burger or whatever it is I got.
Right, right.
That's fine. Get the fries, and then I keep it moving. But yeah, that doesn't stress me as much.
No, that bothers me deeply.
But I mean, like, if I'm watching, you know, I guess it depends. I guess if they're really fucking everything up to show that it's wrong, and then it turns out it's mine, I'm going to be like, yeah, you're going to have to do that over. But I mean, like, it has to be someone just like, this isn't it. And right, I mean, by then, if they're like throwing it around, they're already going to have to do it over.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, but no, I don't, that doesn't, I never get nuggets really. And when I do, they're from a place where it's enclosed and I won't mention, but trust me, you're not going to like that I'm eating there. And then, I let it go. But if there I'm around people where I don't 100% trust what's going on around me or trust the people around me or I'm not comfortable in the moment, I just won't eat at all because I know there's always instant ramen at the house. You know what I mean? Like I can always scramble some eggs when I get home. Or I'd rather just go out. I could be in a nice restaurant with a bunch of people. They're having whatever. I'm not comfortable. Leave. I'll go to the closest like food mart.
Yeah.
And get a sleeve of Oreos and be all right.
New Spotify poll question. Who's being more bougie, okay? Shalewa for only eating at places that fully cover their nuggets, the gas store, but not eating said nuggets because they're being contaminated by the previous customer.
I think they're just different concerns.
Put it out there, I'll let y'all decide.
You bring up it's a very interesting question because that's not something, and I think you'll find that more people do what I do because no one's considered it. I think not
like
many
that
people
Duke have a cold.
Like you.
Yeah, like
yeah, but so could the person who literally is putting the food in the bag.
Right, but that I gotta trust that like the manager or the boss is doing their job. I can't have faith that the guy in the drive thru is running a clean system. I could report the restaurant for giving me food when it's contaminated. I can't report, yo, this dude in a Honda Civic last week, my man took my food, now I'm sick. Now I mean,
well,
so I'm putting this
thing
on this Yelp review.
Usually people aren't, unless they can look in and go, that's absolutely not mine, and give it back, they're not looking in long enough, I don't think. I think they...
I count everything.
I think they are pulling forward and looking in. And by then you have pulled forward. They give you food. You're like, that's not me. So now you've just looked in somebody else's shit. You're like, okay, you need to make what the thing is, and that person may be coming back, but by then you're probably like, yeah, you're gonna have to redo it, and they're like, pull into that space, we'll be redo, you know what I mean? Like, it's, but I think if it's something quick where they're just like, oh no, I didn't have a Big Mac.
Now my drive-through protocol is different. I park right there when I get the food, and I count everything. I check the whole thing.
Okay, I got four people. Because you're a fucking monster.
But I got four people. That's the problem. I got four people. Like, if I, like, no, if I'm only missing one item.
You have to be
item,
if you have your family. I yeah, get that. Yeah.
Like, if
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
missing one item, I just fucked up the whole meal. Because now, mm-hmm, like, everything's off, right? I got either a pissed off kid or a pissed off wife. Mm-hmm. Then I got to give up my thing, so mm-hmm, that they can eat. Now I'm hungry. I'm the biggest dude. I need all that protein. You know what I mean? And I just gave that up all because I ain't take the 2 minutes to check my food while I was there when they okay, could have fixed it.
I guarantee, though, if you were a single man, you wouldn't give a fuck about it the way I'm just rolling through, snatching bags out of drive-thrus, whether it's mine or not.
Nah, you wildin'. You wildin'.
No, no.
Yo.
This is post-marriage gas store decision. Pre-marriage gas store decision, you eat whatever.
I'll eat whatever, but I didn't order whatever. I ordered something. I want that thing. You know what I mean? I made a decision based on where my heart was at uh-huh, that moment. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I will, of course, I'll check to make sure I'm getting what I want to get. And I've definitely had to turn around and be like, this is wrong, wrong, wrong. But I mean,
like, yeah, I had a convo last week that I know, this I don't expect anyone to do, but I know nobody's done this. I got the wrong item at a McDonald's,
mm-hmm,
and I called the number on the receipt.
Okay.
To say, yo, I got the wrong food. Nobody picked up. Like, that McDonald's does not pick up the phone in East New York at all.
Yeah,
they just put
not,
it there, like, as a courtesy. But, like, no, I think they only call out from that number. They have never heard. I don't even think it rings.
Rings? It probably doesn't. Yeah. It's probably locked in an office that only one person has a key to, like Ronald himself.
Straight up. But I had, like, four burgers that had pickles that I said no pickles on. So I was like, yo, just putting it out there. Like, I think I got pickles on everything. I said no pickles. Mm-hmm. I don't know who in charge of the pickles, but y'all should look into the pickles. That's what I was going to say.
Right.
You know, but I couldn't do that, you know, because nobody picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. And they don't pick up phones at this McDonald's. So I mm-hmm, feel like this further justifies my check your food at the location.
Okay, you know? But you wouldn't know that unless you opened up all that packaging.
That's fair.
And
but
checked the food.
Yeah, in this one particular case, you're right. But yeah, I still,
there's no way. And I mean, like, yeah, if someone has opened up the packaging and they're returning it, like, that means they're there for a minute. And I'm
right,
you know, and then they're like, nah. And so there's no, then they shouldn't even give that back to you.
Right. But, like, even if you look in the bag, you didn't unwrap anything, but the fries and the nuggets is there. I don't want that. It's open. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
anybody could have breathed on that. I don't know what life you live in. You know, I had a cold. So I had a stuffy nose last week. I got DMs from people saying, yo, gas, so I hear you breathing on the podcast. I'm sorry. I'm committed to putting these episodes out, but I'm dying, okay? But I wouldn't want somebody with my breathing situation from last week opening my bag and handing it back to this Wendy's drive-thru and then expecting me to eat it next, okay? Y'all can listen to me talk because none of y'all going to get sick. You might get annoyed by my breathing, but you ain't going to die because you caught yeah, a cold that turned into an ear infection, okay?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think I've caught a cold off of fast food. I've gotten diarrhea. I've gotten reflux.
I'm gonna say the opposite. I would bet the house that you've gotten a cold. I will bet my I do this thing with my wife where, like, every time we disagree and I know we're never gonna agree, I check the air. Like, I do a little check mark in the air so that when we both die and, like, we're in heaven looking at the replays, uh-huh, I know what parts to skip to. To see if I was right or wrong. I'm going to do that with you right now, Sha. Do a little check mark right here. And our God, when we get to heaven, I'm going to ask the OGs up there, yo, listen, before we review the good and bad of our lives, can you tell me, has Sha ever gotten a cold because she got real reckless with these fast food orders? And I promise you, you're going to be like, oh, word? That's crazy. 94 too? 96?
I don't think so.
It's going to be multiple colds and flus in that list. You're going to have the snuffles because of some...
I think just the ingredients alone are killing whatever a cold is bringing in. I've probably staved off more colds with my combination of Filet-O-Fish and cheeseburger than others than I've gotten any.
You got the sniffles because of a Frosty in 89. Okay. The whole list gonna come out, Sha.
Nope.
Oh man. Non-tangent news. Even in the metaverse, not all identities are equal. The complexities of the real world are starting to bleed into the metaverse, the virtual arena where identity functions as both a reflection and determinant of social capital. Differences in prices for digital avatars based on race, gender, and skin color are emerging among popular collections of NFTs known as CryptoPunks, bellying the utopian and egalitarian ideals touted by the closely connected world of crypto, decentralized finance, blockchain, and non-fungible tokens. According to both the participants in and observers of the space, these price discrepancies are partly explained by the lack of this diversity among investors who favor these status assets. It's a demographic that skews mostly white and mostly male. Female CryptoPunks and those with darker skin colorings tend to sell for less than avatars with male traits or fair skin.
Okay, so they racist in the metaverse. Next.
We knew that, all right? Yeah, you know how we knew? Because y'all racist here. You know? Ain't that changed because you want to scream?
Why would we think that wouldn't translate?
Yo, if anything, this is a sign. All right, if you black, brown, if you BIPOC, get out there. Start investing in things that look like you in the metaverse. We got the come up time right here. All right, buy low. You know? They not appreciating.
Yeah, I the problem with buy low is I feel like it will just stay low. I understand you want to sell high or something, I assume, is the next part of that. But I feel like it will just remain low. And that's the issue, is that you're getting pushed into these areas. I mean, like, in general.
Yeah.
You are like, hey, man, this is what they got for you. But look, you just hold on and it'll get better and you'll get your money's worth. And then bullshit continues to happen and you don't ever get your money's worth until a white person comes in and deems that area worth it for them and pushes you out. So then they get your money's worth, but you don't get it. Be it NFTs or whatever the metaverse or fucking housing. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I don't, like, it just, I don't know. I mean, you do, I guess, what you got to do if you're into this. It shouldn't be a surprise. It is a bummer, but it shouldn't be a surprise.
I'm going to release a comedy special on NFT.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I feel confident in this lane. I'm a perform it as a brown avatar.
Uh-huh.
You know, really start pushing the art in this direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Revolutionize the whole game, okay? Right. Only gonna have, I'm gonna have it directed and edited by another brown avatar.
Okay.
Okay? I ain't even gonna know what the person really looked like. I'm gonna just look at the darkest looking avatar I could find. Say, yeah, that's my peoples. We taking over this whole art form, okay? Get ready, crypto punks. We coming for y'all. All right? Uh-huh. You're going to see a lot more barbecues, a lot more Dominican flags in the metaverse.
Sure. Okay.
We coming heavy.
Okay.
Okay? We going to carve our own lane. You ain't going to be able to stop us. Okay? Mm-hmm. We out here. We've been making Honda Civics run for 30 years. You don't think we could dominate this space? All right. We know engineering.
All right. Okay? Nope. I don't doubt any of that.
We're going to make it happen. Okay. Get ready. I'm going to open up coding camps all over my hood.
Mm-hmm.
It's on.
I mean, honestly, I think you should just do that shit anyway. Not just as a response to this shit. I think that is just stuff that should be done.
Amen. Let's get out of here.
All of that should just be done. Not because we learned that the metaverse is white. No, we knew the metaverse was going to be white. Duh.
Oh, man. In other news, taking Viagra cuts the risk of Alzheimer's by up to 69%.
Oh, give me a break.
Sha is not a believer. And it could be prescribed for dementia, Sha. Scientists claim the love drug may help boost brain health and cut levels of toxic proteins that trigger dementia. Experts analyzed data on 7.2 million U.S. adults and found regular users had a 69%
lower chance. Come on, a 69%? This is all fake.
That's two on the nose. Two on the nose.
Two on the nose.
Come on, the son. Come on, you had a chance. I would have believed you till that one. I was rooting for this to be true. Diagnosed with Alzheimer's over the next 6 years. Medics say the findings published in the Journal of Nature Aging suggest the little blue pill could soon be prescribed to tackle dementia. They are now planning a fresh study to test the benefits of sildenafil. I think that's right. The generic version of Viagra in early Alzheimer's patients. A team from the Cleveland Clinic looked at whether any of the 1,600 approved drugs could be repurposed to tackle the underlying cause of the disease.
All right. I mean, I guess, but also what this brings to mind is like a ward of men who don't quite remember where they are, just jerking off in hallways.
This is definitely like
like that's
yeah, no this thanks. This sounds fishy to me.
Yeah, I just look, it can't cure everything. I know it cured I know it took care of an issue that you were very concerned with, men, but it can't it's not like a magic bullet.
Your memory isn't getting better, okay? Yeah. Just you're having sex now and you have something you want to remember.
You want to remember.
That's it. That's all that's happening.
I want to keep an eye on it, but no.
Oh, man. That's beautiful. Finally, the CBP seizes $30 million shipment of fake handbags and clothing ahead of the holidays, Sha.
Ooh, this is going to fuck up the holidays.
U.S. Customs officers have seized a container filled with more than $30 million worth of fake designer bags and clothing out of a L.A. port ahead of the holiday season, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials said. CBP officials found bags, shirts, and pants bearing counterfeit logos, including Gucci, Louis Vuitton, at the L.A. Seaport on November 9th, the CBP said in a statement. The container of 13,586 items had been shipped from China and would have had a combined estimated recommended retail price of $30 million. $30,437,775. Who added that up?
Who added that? Who recommends the retail price on bootleg purses? Where is like that commission?
Grand max.
Where do they meet? Yo, this is gonna fuck it up
for real.
Absolutely.
B. Yeah, dudes on the ab is angry.
Yo, I'm saying people who travel to go to places to get bootleg stuff.
Pissed off. Coliseum getting shut down. Okay. Dudes on Knickerbocker always, ab pissed.
Always cracking down on this, and yet it's always still being made. It's always being made and they're always cracking down.
Have you ever like been to one of these spots where like they sell stuff that's like fugazi? It's like it's an experience.
I went to when I lived in, I was still living in Atlanta, so this was like maybe 15, no longer, 20 years ago maybe.
Yeah.
And I came to visit New York, and the people I hung out with at the time were like, oh, you need to get me a fake such and such and so and so.
Right, right.
And so I didn't know exactly how that worked. I just knew I had to go to Canal Street.
Right, right.
And so I just went to Canal Street and I'm watching and I'm just like looking for someone with a sign that says fake stuff here. And so that's not the case. That's not how, but this was before, because now they've streamlined it to where they've printed out, they have printed out pictures of what they've got.
Yeah.
All, like a menu. And it's just a woman with a an umbrella who comes up to you and then shows you the menu. And they're like, is this what you're looking for? But then they had like some stuff like on a, maybe on cardboard, sitting on a table, what I thought was a table. But when it looked like a cop was coming by. Someone gave a whistle or a certain call, and that whole table collapsed into what it was resting on, which was actually a shopping cart. And it, and then they throw a blanket over it, and them bitches were gone. I mean, like, I just hear, like, the whoop, whoop, and I turn around, gates are being pulled. I'm like, where are they all going? And then you just got to stand there as if you mean to be on Canal Street until the cops wander away, and then they open back up again.
Yep.
And then you got to haggle, and I don't haggle, put a price on it. And so they'd say a price, and I'd just be like, wow, that feels like a lot. Should I pay that? And I think I had a cousin with me who was like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know. Shit, this is ridiculous. And then finally, by the end of it, I was just like, nope, all I can pay is this, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, bat, 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 back and forth. And then I go in and I realize I'm actually have less money than that. I'm like, oh, this is all that I have. And that woman snatched it out of my hand and threw this bootleg Louis at me. So I came through with like a wallet and some keychains for some people. And I got myself a little like jelly bean kind of shaped. It was a Louis. It was the time when it had the bright colors on it, like bright flowers, like a white bag.
Okay.
The Louis emblem was in brown, like tan, and then it would have like a burst of a bright flower on it. Very during the days of Paris Hilton. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I had no reason to even have that shit. It was in no way it was a too small of a bag for me in general. And then like, that's not my steez. I didn't know what my steez was, but I knew it wasn't that. But you get caught up in the rapture.
The rapture.
so yeah, I had a little, but you know,
I've always enjoyed these experiences because like I went to, so there's in East New York in particular, Bushwick, a lot of immigrant neighborhoods, they have these apartments that like it's a store for like a week.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so like now these tend to have real stuff that's stolen. So okay. Like you go in and like, and that's why it's only there for like a week. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, we got to move to like another apartment. So like you go into like a building, you get buzzed in and as soon, and you go into the, to, and through the front door and like from the living room forward, it's just stuff hanging. Mm-hmm. Like they've converted the whole place to a retail shop and like the real fly shit is all the way in the back. So that way, if you steal it, you can't run through the whole apartment.
Right.
You know? I know the first time I went there, I was like 9. I went with my uncle who had just moved here from DR. So he wanted really expensive name brand shit that wasn't important to Americans. So it's like super niche. So like he wanted these like jeans called Edwin jeans. Mm-hmm. That like was popping in DR. And I was like, yo, like it's not that serious here. You know, right. Like nobody care. You ain't fighting nobody for the Edwins. And like the only place he could find them was in these spots. And he's saying they keep them here because these is the expensive joints. You can't get them at the regular store. I was like, no, they keep them here because no one else carries these. Like you ain't getting Edwin jeans at Macy's. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But I remember that specifically being a thing. And then in terms of fake stuff, I bought one also on Canal. I bought a North Face jacket. Mm. And that experience was fun. Cause like, I like went there with my boy, Jeff. He told me he could get one for $100 and he was like $400. So like I get there and he's like, all right, like we here, but we never went inside. Like we were just in the, on a block. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so where's the store? And he's like, nah, we're like here. And like the guy moves, like he'll find us. And I don't know what about us gave off, I want a North Face energy, but like someone walked up to us and said, what size? Like he just knew I was there for a North Face.
On Canal Street, absolutely everything about you says you want a North Face, don't you?
Yo, he knew. He's like, yeah, like it was ill because like so many of the like the questions in retrospect, like mm-hmm. I was hype. He was like, like he didn't even tell me like you want a North Face. His first question was like 2XL, right? Like he was already.
He's a businessman. He knows his product. He knows his customer.
I was so hyped. He was just right into it. 2XL, right? Black, yeah. And then like he turns around He like pounded some dude that like passed him off a plastic bag and he gave it to me. And then he would like walk back and forth while I like tried it on, but like never stood next to me. So like every now and he would walk by me and say, that fit, right, big man? And he walked by again and he'd come back. Yeah, that's the one, right? That's the one. All right, cool. It's a buck. And he would go back and forth. He said, yo, I got to know because I got other people that want that. Let me know. And he would walk again. And then finally I gave him the 100 bones cash and he disappeared. Never seen that guy again in my life.
You never will. He's a ghost.
That's it.
He's the ghost of Canal Street.
But I got a North Face.
That's so funny.
Straight up. I was out there. North Face.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you got to be able to size him up. That means that he had already peeped you while you were just standing there.
Yep.
That's why you're standing there. You're giving him like model and he's just like, like Terminator vision. He's looking at you and there are stats just adding up and he's like, 2X, black, blah, 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 blah. All of that's going on in his brain.
Straight up.
You know, you got to coordinate with your dude who comes by with the, what a production.
Yo, it was real. Like, I was, like, blown away by, like, because it was like a dance.
Yeah.
Like, he had an exact line to say. He had a distance to walk away. He never said it to me directly. It was, like, passing by, but I only feel like I heard it.
Right.
You know, it was beautiful. And then he would walk away again, come back. Then I handed him the cash and he like disappeared into the people.
I love it. I love it.
Awesome.
That's so great.
Beautiful New York experience right there. You know?
Well, I'm sorry that everyone else, even those listening to us, will not be able to, now that that got pinched.
I feel for y'all.
You won't be able to haggle with someone over something that will absolutely fall apart in the rain. I mean, I think those purses fell apart in humidity. So I'm like, why am I taking this back down south? These aren't going to make it.
Yeah, real talk. That was my coldest winter ever, okay? I look fly as shit shivering all over East
Freezing.
New York.
Oh, you wanted the version with down in it? Okay.
Yeah, this one don't come with feathers, okay? But if you would like for Shalewa and I to one day be able to afford name brand shit, all you got to do is like and subscribe to the show.
Yes, please do.
4 stars. I mean, you like us, but not enough for us to buy name brand shit. You still a hater to our brands. That's messed up, B. We try to be stars like y'all.
You want us to get the jacket without the down?
Come on, man. We deserve insulation, okay?
We do.
5 stars. You a fan of our work, and you want us to be able to afford the name brand shit. I support you. I'm going to live through y'all in the meantime, though. If you got any articles you'd like us to cover, DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Almonte. With all that said, my name is Gastro Almonte, always with the homie Shalewa Sharp. This has been a bonus episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.
Catch y'all next week. Peace.